This is Dr. Olivero dictating for March the 5th, 2024. The name, the first patient is Virgilio Caban. The last name is C-A-B, like a boy, A-I-N. This is the clinical case, Virgilio Caban, C-A-B-A-N, first name V-I-R-G-I-L-I-O. 66-year-old Hispanic male. And he's a patient of Dr. Arumugam, A-R-U-M-U-G-A-M, who was referred to the office because of the presence of proteinuria, kidney stones, and elevated calcium. After the study, the patient has been found with the ionized calcium that is elevated at 6.2, a PTH that is elevated at 93 from 75 in 2023. And a phosphorus of 3, that is in the low side. This patient has primary hyperparathyroidism, and he is going to need a surgery because of the presence of kidney stones and renal compromise. Period. After the patient left the hospital, I called the primary care doctor and spoke with him. In this call, I spent 15 minutes of the time to get to this doctor. And my suggestion was to refer him to Dr. Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, in Tampa. And he agrees to do that. A following number. The patient has a CKD stage 3-8 with an estimated EFR that is 59 mLs per minute. The patient albumin creatinine ratio in the urine is normal, as well as the protein creatinine ratio normal. In other words, the kidney function is very satisfactory. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today, 126 over 78, that has been under control. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, that is followed by Dr. Wynn, W-I-N. This patient is recommended, and I recommend the primary care doctor to send him for a clearance for surgery in order to expedite the treatment. Following number, hyperlipidemia that was out of control. The patient was increased the dose of atorvastatin, and we are going to repeat the lipids the next visit. Period. Reviewing the lab, I invested 11 minutes in the face-to-face plus phone calls, etc. We spent 30 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.